This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe on Bloomberg.
All right, you've got the look. Well, how do you get the look? Well, in many cases, you go into a store and you buy it. Let's find out more from Adrian Tennant, Managing Director, Equity Research at Janney Montgomery Scott. Adrian, good to have you with us here on Bloomberg.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start off talking about Lululemon. Thursday, June the 7th, they'll be releasing their results. What do you expect?
So we are expecting sort of a, you know, low to mid 20% comp, and we're expecting, you know, a shade of upside, not too much upside. They had already previously pre-announced their quarter, so we had a good look at sort of the strength of, you know, the business. So, you know, that's what we're kind of thinking about for them. And then with regard to guidance, they're always conservative. So that's where, you know, when a stock is trading at 43 times this year and 34 times next year, you have to be a little bit careful going into the print on any stock that is that expensive.
What are some of the strengths of the business?
So the primary strength is that they sort of were the pioneer in this yoga, you know, health and wellness, you know, product, particularly for the female, but they're also branching out into the men's business. They have almost a cultish following, very, very loyal customers who are willing to part with $100, $120 for a top to, quite frankly, you know, perform yoga in.
Well, does this mean that it's going to continue? Do they need to grow the market, or are their current customers enough to keep the stock moving higher?
They absolutely need to grow the market. That is absolutely essential. They have about 100 stores in the U.S., about 50 in Canada. They're, quite frankly, probably saturated in the Canadian market. They could grow to about 300 stores in the U.S., and they're branching out into other countries, such as Australia. So the brand awareness, I think in parts of the country where maybe you're not metropolitan as some of the big cities, the name Lululemon doesn't carry as much brand recognition. So they absolutely need to build that brand awareness.
I popped into an Athleta on the Upper East Side the other day, and it seems to be a formidable competitor to Lululemon. How big of a competitor is this?
So Athleta is Gap's vision for this same space, very similar, you know, health and wellness, kind of living that lifestyle. What I would say that's slightly different about Lululemon sort of from a cultural perspective is Lulu, when you go in there, it's very much community-based, and that's kind of first and foremost. Athleta, I actually love their product as well, but Athleta tends to be more of your traditional retailer. They have a store with very compelling product. People go there. Lululemon, I mean, the sales associates, they know when you're running your next marathon. They perform yoga in the studios, right? So they convert them into yoga studios once a week. There's a community bulletin board. So it's very emotionally connected to the consumer.
Tell me about the consumer at the Children's Place retail stores. They'll be releasing their results, they already did on the 17th. You've got a buy rating on the stock. Stock is down about 16% this year. Is this a value?
Yeah, well, this is what I would say. You don't ever need to buy sort of these kid retailers and the lower target income, you know, retailers sort of during the summer season. That's when typically sales volumes are at their lowest and there's the most pressure from, you know, unfixed expenses. So I like Children's Place for the back half of the year, third quarter and then primarily the fourth quarter. I will tell you that, you know, our buy recommendation certainly is longer term, and it's been a tough road. We thought that this company would start to show the manifestations of the turn earlier in the year. It's getting pushed out to the back half of the year. I think the risk-reward is attractive, certainly, you know, at and below this $45 level, but there's no rush, especially with everything that's going on. I think you can get the stock cheaper.
Why didn't they see what you expected in the beginning of the year?
So a couple of things. So the fourth quarter in particular, the kids' space is much more levered to weather events, and because of the extremely unusually warm winter that we had, about 40% of their sales that were in sweaters, coats, mittens, et cetera. and they had to liquidate all that merchandise fourth quarter heading into the first quarter. So we were already sort of, you know, playing catch up as we entered into the spring season. The other piece of it is, of all the specialty retailers that I cover, I would say their target market tends to be along the lower income of sort of, you know, what we see in the mall-based environment. And that I think that consumer is still under a lot of pressure.
Adrian, what are some of the trends in fashion and in merchandising for this summer? So I've heard about neon colors from Courtney.
The trends are, this is the, I'll call it, it's not like that huge 2006 trend where we went from, you know, to that big over little. I think we've talked about this before, Tom, where the big top with the skinny bottom. That was a momentous change. This is sort of a play and an evolution of that skinny leg bottom. Color. It's all about color, prints, patterns. And that what that requires is she has to update her wardrobe in multiple units, right? She can't be wearing red jeans on a Monday and show up on a Friday with them. So the good thing about color is that it drives unit purchasing, and she has to refresh her wardrobe. It's a good thing.
What are we seeing in the teen space?
So all that stuff is happening in the teen space. You're going to start to see the evolution of sort of these really bright pops of color in the spring. They'll segue into bright shorts, so a lot of those sorbet colors for the summer season. And then as we go into back to school, you're going to start to see a lot of printed bottoms. So that same silhouette in that skinny leg, but you may see, you know, leopard, animal prints, florals. So just be on the watch for those.
Who's got the right inventory mix when you're looking at the teen space?
So inventories are, we do a huge analysis on inventory every quarter. And, you know, what I would say is from the fourth quarter, almost the entire sector has entered 2012 with inventory discipline. And you're going to see that only get better as we head into the back half of the year. The Gap has exhibited very strong inventory discipline already. Aeropostale, American Eagle, Urban Outfitters. So those are the, and Chico's, CHS. Those are the retailers where the management have recognized this, and they're actively working on getting their inventory units to a place where, you know, they can hopefully go into the back half of the year, barring any, you know, big macro, you know, steps down, and actually drive some reasonable profitability in the product that they're selling.
Adrian, who's executing the best online?
Who's executing the best? That is a good question. I would say that there are J. Crew, for one, and we all know J. Crew's private right now. They had executed a go-private transaction last year. But I would say that, you know, they are really embracing sort of using the catalog as what they call a style guide.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of it being, you know, direct mail or another magazine in your mailbox that you're just going to throw out, this is like something that she looks forward to, and it's educational, right? It's a style guide, not a catalog. And they drive 30% of their sales. So they historically were catalog first. So I think they're doing a very good job of it. And then, you know, most of the other retailers have less than 10% of their sales coming from this, you know, what we call DTC, this direct-to-consumer channel. Urban Outfitters is making a big push. They sort of have always been very forward-looking. I would say their goal kind of 7, maybe 10 years from now is to have almost half their revenues coming from e-commerce. So they're kind of building that platform for the future. They're very forward-looking.
I want to thank you very much. Adrian Tennant, Managing Director, Equity Research Analyst, Janie Montgomery Scott, giving us some details on the world of retail. And, of course, mark your calendar. Thursday, we'll get the results of Lululemon.
You can listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012, Bloomberg LP.